Now we're going to start off with our top story at the moment here on Press TV. As the U.S. President Donald Trump says he is willing to meet with top Iranian officials anytime if they want to. Trump says the meeting would be without preconditions. The statements by the U.S. president come after a series of warnings exchanged between Iranian and American officials. Last week, Trump threatened Iran with suffering that few in history had experienced. His threat was met with strong reactions from the Iranian government officials and military commanders, including Major General Qasem Soleimani. Let's speak to Gordon Duff. He's a senior editor of Veterans Today, and he joins us on the line from Ohio. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Duff. Now, first of all, I'd like to get your reaction as far as Trump's approach goes to Iran. At one point, we hear him threatening Iran in the strongest of terms. At the same time, he's saying he's ready for negotiations. What is his exact approach, in your opinion?
Well, I think the world is crashing down around him. The U.S. Threats against Iran are not credible. The U.S. can't operate militarily in the Indian Ocean because of Iran's missiles. It pushes U.S. carrier battle groups down too far. The U.S. was dependent on its relationship with Pakistan to approach Iran. Imran Khan would never allow that. It was dependent on Qatar and the U.S. massive U.S. base there to run air operations. That base would be destroyed in minutes. The Turks, we have learned today, informed Donald Trump that Incirlik Air Force Base would never be used in operations against Iran, or could any operations against Iran originate from Turkish territory. There are no military options. President Trump had been contradicted by Secretary of Defense Mattis in his threats against Iran. Mattis backed up on those threats entirely. And of course, as you had just finished mentioning, the we call it a smackdown from General Soleimani, who laid into Trump effectively, but in diplomatic and statesmanlike fashion as well, pointing out the weakness, the absolute weakness in U.S. position. While Trump's fighting for his life politically in the U.S., he's never been challenged as he is today, and this might be an open door, but the open door isn't so much for a new settlement. There was a settlement. Trump's back out of the settlement, and Trump has to back into the settlement he walked away from. There was a settlement. There was an end to sanctions. There was the deal that NATO wanted, the world wanted, and it's Trump's own foolishness that's brought this down on himself.
Right. So, Mr. Duff, you're saying that this recent comment by Trump saying he is willing to meet with top Iranian officials is basically a result of Trump backing himself into a corner when it came to Iran. However, how do you see this offer being received?
Well, Iran has nothing to gain ostensibly. Trump needs to make his base look like he's been tough with Iran and can get more nuclear controls on Iran. Well, there already are nuclear controls on Iran. Iran didn't have a nuclear program, a nuclear weapons program, even before the settlement. It doesn't have one now. In fact, everything Trump has done has been an attempt to threaten Iran enough to force them to seeking nuclear weapons, if anything. And Iran has chosen thus far not to do that. Whether Iran wants to take part in what I see as farcical negotiations, where in the end, all Trump can do is to back down and withdrawing from the existing settlement and to bring himself back in and accept the humiliation for it. Is he willing to do that? And is Iran willing to take part in this just to save his skin, assuming that, as we all are pretty much on board with, that he's an Israeli puppet as it is?
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Gordon Duff, Senior Editor of Veterans Today, joining us via Skype from Ohio. Mr. Duff, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV, as always.